We are coming to you live from the Public Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, and cell number, and a short message. Or you can call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Phone 515-604-9715. Access code 708922. Call ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, go to your address bar and type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. We have a targeted protest 2019 occurring October 18th through the 22nd in Washington, D.C. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. Registration is $35 and includes a free T-shirt. Early bird registration is $30 through the 31st of July. We encourage you to request a 5-minute meeting with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or 22nd. You can go to their website at https://www.house.gov/representatives. Tonight, we are again, as promised, discussing an anonymous work that covers targeting in its every aspect so greatly. The title is Grievances of Targeted Individuals, and it is to the government of the United States of America. And it is a call for action. Targeting is a relatively new type of criminality that developed in the last half of the last century. Although targeting may sound like a plot in a Class B science fiction movie, victims know that it is very, very real. Logic dictates that if scientists are able to hurl satellites into the stratosphere and send spaceships to the moon, they can also easily design devices and methods to strike human targets by remote. The capability of attacking humans by remote does not strain the imagination when considering that attackers can project voices to the targets and, yes, even read their thoughts. Targeting takes several forms. Number one is on-site, organized, overt harassment. This form includes vandalism of property, surreptitious entries into domiciles, spreading neighborhood rumors, workplace gossip, and character assassination, vehicular interference while the targets drive, street theater, tampering with phones, mail, and computers, and other acts designed to harass the victim. Number two, remote-driven physical and neurological assault, including the use of various chemicals, either sprayed or introduced into food and the water system. Remote, in this case, simply means that the targeting requires no device at all that is attached to or that touches the body, but is instead conducted from afar. The distance of remote targeting varies from probably a few yards to hundreds or thousands of miles. Number three, a combination of the two forms. In the case of organized overt harassment, the perpetrators are often plainly seen. However, the attackers by remote, on the other hand, are never seen, and their locations are unknown. These grievances pay particular attention to the remote delivered attacks, which operate by stealth and debilitate victims both physically and psychologically. Victims of targeting. The number of targets in the United States is variously estimated to include several millions of American citizens and residents. Targets receive the effects wherever they are, whether at an elevation of 30,000 feet, 35,000 feet, in airplanes, in buildings, on mountainsides, in the forest, and whether they are in the United States or abroad. Many targets relocate to escape the targeting effects, yet the harassment follows them wherever they go. Victims of targeting represent every conceivable element of the entire American population. They are a cross-section of the American population. They include both genders and all ages, from very young children to the very elderly. They also include all races, ethnicities, levels of education, professions and occupations, religions, life philosophies, and states of health. Political leanings, sexual preferences, economic statuses, social strata, and lifestyles. Many of the victims are veterans, disabled, and small children. That is really sick, people. Targets range from the barely literate to the MDs and PhDs. From the atheistic or agnostic to the piously religious. From the indigent to the wealthy. From the apolitical to the political activists. From the disabled to the very healthiest. And from single people of various lifestyles to the family-focused patriarchs and matriarchs of whom we are so fond. In other words, targets make up a profile of the American population. The only commonality among targets is their vast diversity. There's a parallel here. Known terrorists are granted far more rights than targets. For terrorists, at least, are charged with a crime, provided a trial, and judged by a jury of their peers. Targets are afforded no such right. No target has ever been processed by the FISA court. No target has ever been placed on the no-fly list. Yet, targets are singled out, judged, and condemned by the attackers to merciless torture, very probably with the knowledge of entities within the United States government. So we pay our taxes to be brutally assaulted. What a wonderful country we live in. The attackers rely on several factors that give them a distinct advantage. The targets will not complain openly for fear that people will doubt their sanity. That if targets do complain publicly, they will indeed appear crazy. That there is no unity among targets because of their scattered locations and the differences in their forms of assault. That the public, most of whom are hardworking, decent people, will not believe that such evil is targeting could possibly exist in the United States of America. I just wanted to interject that the word denial should be mentioned. No one wants to hear that their own country is targeting them. Their own company that they work for is targeting them. And that law enforcement will never investigate their claims. That clever calculation on the part of the attackers marginalizes a large but far-flung group of Americans. The intelligence community including the CIA, and law enforcement in general, including the FBI, must necessarily know about organized, overt, and I repeat, overt harassment and remote electronic attacks. How could they not know? It is the responsibility of the Secret Service and other law enforcement to protect the nation's leadership from those very crimes. That leads one to conclude that a small number of privileged individuals are protected, while the remainder of the American population is left to the possibility of falling victim to those criminal acts. The social consequences of targeting are enormous. As Americans become, number one, physically and mentally debilitated by the effects of targeting. Number two, driven to bankruptcy in attempting to find means to escape the torture. Imprisoned or committed to psychiatric facilities because of their conditions. Number four, bereft of any quality of life under the circumstances. Number five, numbers on unemployment and disability rolls and displaced from the workforce. Capabilities of the attackers are as follows. Modern space-age technology allows attackers to locate and fix and lock on to their victims with pinpoint accuracy. After focusing on the target, the attackers individualize the assault program to tailor the targeting effects to the particular victim. An examination of the following physical and neurological effects of targeting will show that all of those effects probably affect the victims psychologically. They also suggest an element of experimentation, whether the form of attack is organized overt harassment, remote delivered physical and neurological effects, or a combination of both forms of assault. Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial. Thank you so much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are coming to you live, once again, from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter. Or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, cell number, and a short message. Or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. And while you are on our site, on the home page, there is a PayPal button. Donate $5, $10, $15, $20, whatever you can afford. It keeps us moving forward. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. by phone, 515-604-9715, access code 708922. The call ID is the word targeted. If you would like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Coming up in October, we have Targeted Protest 2019, taking place October the 18th through the 22nd in Washington, D.C. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. Registration is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. Early bird registration is $30 through the 31st of July. We encourage you to request a 5-minute audience with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. Their website is as follows: https://www.house.gov/representatives. Tonight, we are discussing grievances of targeted individuals, and it's to the government of the United States of America, and it's a call for action. This is a very well-written piece and covers all aspects of targeting, and I'm very honored to be able to present it to you this evening. Okay, we have a call. Catherine, go right ahead.
Yes. My question is, well, I have two. First, how do I explain to a friend, no, I am not crazy, if they do not do anything on YouTube?
Okay, what about YouTube, Catherine?
My friend does not do anything on YouTube. They don't listen to YouTube. They don't use YouTube on their computer.
Okay, my recommendation to you is not to tell them anything. I had a friend who was a friend since I was a little boy, and he has now turned his back on me. So, together with my family. So I would not recommend telling anyone something you're going to have to live with and deal with as a target.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a commercial, Catherine. If you'd like to hang on, you can.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store. Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
We are coming to you live once again from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. And I am one host that will give it to you. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. I'm going to cut out a lot of our advertising this evening so I can get back to the document. If you've just tuned in, we are talking about grievances of targeted individuals. This is an anonymous document. And I continue. The effects of targeting clearly show that the effects suffered by targets, whether from organized overt harassment or from remote delivered physical and neurological attacks, meet the definition of torture in its most classical sense. Okay, Catherine, go ahead.
All right, thank you. Okay, what if my friend were to read a book, Mind Control, the MK Ultra Files, and it also includes in it the 1977 Church Committee hearings?
Okay, if you want to approach them very subtly and just give them that book and ask them to read it. See what happens.
Okay. Well, I've got another question.
Certainly.
Is there anyone out there who could help me to become a mold person? I woke up a month ago and my left arm was hurting. Strange, because I slept on my right side. I finally, after several weeks, had to go to the hospital. The doctor at the hospital, I explained I thought I broke my arm, but I didn't fall on it. I didn't do anything to it. They took an x-ray, and they said, well, the good news is you didn't break a bone. The bad news is it's your bursa, and that's in my shoulder. So, and when I looked at my jacket, there's pinholes in my jacket.
You say pinholes? So that's in that area.
Pinholes. Yeah. And that's okay, what was happening to another jacket, too, when they were affecting my heart very bad.
Okay, I was struck in my right eye between my glasses and my head with a laser. And it was terrible. So I imagine the pain that you must be going through. And I share your discontent with your attackers and the government who fails to protect its citizens. Go ahead, Catherine.
Well, that's why I'd like to be a mold person, and if I can, I do have some things here that would be beneficial to other targeted victims if somebody can help get me in.
I'll get you in, Catherine.
You can?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, I'll need someone to come here, and I have a support dog. I don't know how to do this. I don't know what to do exactly either.
Okay, perhaps this is something that we should speak of over the phone.
Okay.
You can do that tomorrow after 1 o'clock. I'll be more than happy to take your call.
Okay. Okay. I will. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing. I know it's difficult. Go easy with your friend, because it's an unbelievable act of torture. Consequently, it's hard to make
people
believe.
Nobody wants to believe it.
No, most of the country is in denial about everything. So this is one more thing that they can deny in their own minds. Yeah. Well, thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Okay, to get back to this document, this anonymous, well-written document. Moreover, once a victim is targeted, he is subjected to continual torture for the remainder of his life, causing targets often to remark, once targeted, always targeted. It is also important to note that although most of the symptoms of targeting can occur naturally in most people, in the case of targeting, those same symptoms are instead imposed upon or induced in the target by remote. Here are some of those effects gathered over time as the result of complaints from hundreds of targets. They are probably other effects not found on this list. If they aren't found here, I will try and add them. Sensation of pinpricks in the eyes, shoulders, face, feet, elbows, in other areas. Intense pressure on the bridge of your nose. Restless legs. A sensation begins in the small of the back and extends into the extremities, causing the restless legs. I can attest to that one. Sometimes, when this happens, the legs will jerk involuntarily. Hunger pains in the stomach, even when the target should not be hungry. Electrical-like jolts. These affect the entire body and feel much like the shock that one gets from touching a low-voltage electrical fence. Tremors or vibrations. These can affect the whole body or be focused on specific parts of the body. They can range from very mild to violent. Zapping in or on the head. These sound much like sparks from a welder's torch or like children sparklers used on fireworks on holidays. I get those right around my ears. They're little sparks. They pop, and they, at the same time, there's an impulse that feels like it hits your head. A heaviness in the chest that makes one feel always tired. Clicking in the ears. Strokes. Severe cramping, mainly in the calves of the legs. Numbness in the limbs, from the base of the spinal column to the toes. Unnatural coughing and sneezing. Extreme gastric problems leading to irritation of the stomach lining and infections in the esophagus and the duodenum. Stomach aches and pains, indigestion, nausea, and dizziness. What more could they do to one person? Well, there's a lot more here. Gas on the stomach and in the intestines. Drop dead lethargy and listlessness, much like chronic fatigue syndrome. Constant tinnitus. Inability to urinate or frequent urination. Chronic constipation. Sleep deprivation. Fox. Heart attacks. The sensation of crawling insects on the face and neck. Intense itching. Although normally on the hands and feet, this can occur any place on the body. Twitching of the fingers. Partial loss of sight. Partial deafness. Destabilization of hand-to-eye coordination, causing targets to strike their hands against objects, misstep, bump against objects, stumble, and misjudge their distances. Inability to open one eye or the other in the morning upon waking. Twitching eyelids, throbbing in the head, aches and pains in various parts of the body, unnatural salivation. Conversely, dry mouth, tingling vibration focused on areas of the face, apparently often causing basal cell cancer. These people are after your lives. They're not fooling around. They want you dead. And this is just the beginning. Involuntary physical movements, flailing of the arms, heart flutters, and irregular palpitations. Extreme sensitivity to light, unexplained sores in various areas. High and sudden temperature rises in the body. Blocked hearing canals. Intense itching on the scalp. This is sometimes preceded or followed by pinpricks on the scalp. Constrictions and hurting in the esophagus. Fox heartbeat that occurs on the back opposite the heart or on the head. Electrical-like buzz in the groin and on hips. Artificial heating of the body. Acute pain on hands and feet. In the latter, attackers often concentrate on the calloused part of the sole, usually the part near the smallest toe. Numbness and rigidness of feet, including the toes, similar to neuropathy. Unnatural plucking of the lips, similar to smacking. Nasal drip. Misshaping of the genitals, forced orgasms, tingling in calves of legs, unnatural pulsing of the calves of the legs, nausea from what appears to be the use of chemicals. This is a relatively recent effect that comes from chemicals sprayed into the air surrounding targets and introduced into foods and water. The neurological effects. Neurological or psychological effects are difficult to classify. Some of them may be considered effects and others methodology. In some cases, whether they are physical symptoms or neurological symptoms may be debated. The neurological effects can only logically be achieved through contact with the brain. And this contact is, as the author has said, remotely, electronically. The brain tampering capability is important in studying the methods used with the delivery systems. Many components of the brain can apparently be tweaked by remote to cause negative responses. We must also remember that most naturally occurring ailments can also be induced by the attackers by tampering with the brain. The word intellectual property comes up here to me. There will be a vastly different classification and definition for this occurrence. Intellectual property will include what is in your brain and your thoughts. Intellectual property are your hopes, your dreams, your memories that are being stolen. God have mercy on their souls. There are still more. They can hear and record one's conversations along with those with whom one talks. They can record a person's voice and then later simulate that same voice. Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial. Thank you very much.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are coming to you once again live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth, and I am one host that will give it to you. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in to the station and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. And again, this evening, I am speaking about grievances of the targeted individuals to the government of the United States of America, a call for action. This is from an an anonymous individual. Very well put together. There are some things on here that are different, but our targeting is different. Okay, this is going to blow a few people's minds away when I say this, but it is fact. They can see through a victim's eyes and see what the victim sees. This is done by accessing the visual cortex. The hearing is done by accessing the audio cortex. They access the pleasure and pain centers of the brain as well. They can view the interior of the target's body and zoom in on any part or organ of the body, even in the darkness. They can induce dreams, stage scenarios, and engage in subliminal, which is telepathic, interrogations as they believe you to be a criminal. I would like to say thank you to my audience this evening, and I also would like to say I'm very sorry to Ken from New York, because I just saw you. And I would like to apologize for my country for doing this to my friends. God bless and good night. My name is Frank Allen.
Healthy are your arteries. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.